Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2543.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you would consider a role model? What attributes led to your selecting them for that role?
I have been lucky to get to know several people that I consider role models. Real models like professors or from fiction, like abstract models from books, from movies. From each of them I try to acquire attributes of their personality that fit me and my aspirations.
Is there someone in the public eye that you would admire? And why do you admire that person?
I have always admired Pope John Paul II for his 27-year continuous efforts to unify the world spiritually, for his profoundness, for his wisdom. I was impressed by his concern for the poor, the weak, the ones who suffer, his firm stance against warfare or violence.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile, including all the information on it, would get a good picture of what kind of person you are?
I think someone looking at my donor profile would get a good overall picture of who I am, but there are many other things that cannot be explained or described in writing. They can only be seen, felt, or lived.
How would you describe your personality?
I would describe myself as a dynamic, energetic, very optimistic, open-minded and tolerant person.
What lessons did your parents teach you as a child that has had a significant impact on your adult life?
They taught me to develop my personality, to respect myself and others equally, and to always communicate with people.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Strength of character, integrity and respect for life in all of its forms.
What makes you unique?
I think every human being is, of course, unique. My uniqueness depends on the eyes who see me. I am the same for myself, but different for others, for what they see in me.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
To me, what is most important is not how much time I spend with my family, but for that time to be quality one, whether it's social events, public events, concerts or shows. I enjoy sitting around the table for a holiday or simply on a day like any other day.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why was this gift so special?
Each present has a special meaning for me if it comes from someone cherished. But my most cherished present I've ever received, I think it was my first parrot. I had never wanted anything more than a parrot at that time.
What is your favorite holiday? And why do you enjoy that holiday in particular?
It's Christmas because it has a magic air and brings me happy memories from childhood.
Tell me about your most unforgettable vacation.
I will tell you a story. I remember when I was coming back home by train from a wonderful 10-day summer vacation together with my high school mates. I still consider them my best friends. And a funny but very meaningful event happened then. Halfway of our 10-hour return trip, when we arrived at the train station, I got off the train to do something. I'm not gonna tell you what, because I don't want to embarrass myself, but I didn't know that the train was late, and instead of waiting 10 minutes, as it was supposed to, it only stayed for about 3 minutes. Now you can imagine the consequences. There was no train that day to take me home. I only wore a t-shirt. I was cold. I had no money, because my luggages were in the train, and a small train station closed within an hour. No escape. But after 5 hours, guess who do I see? I see my classmate coming back for me, although the next train was about 2 hours away. He had gotten off on return for me. We spent the next day laughing about it. But there is something else I remember from my trip. I lost a train, but I won a true friend.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up? And if so, tell me about those pets.
Back home, I used to have many pets. I used to have parrots, fish, and a hamster. A parrot wanted to catch the fish. The hamster wanted to catch the parrots. I love animals, really.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
When I was a child, I spent a lot of my free time playing soccer. Later, in the middle school, I developed a passion for ballroom dance, which has been lasting, even becoming stronger since then.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood? Did you have a favorite book?
In my childhood, I enjoyed books by Jules Verne and generally books of adventures. It's hard to choose a favorite book, but if I have to, I would say James Fenimore Cooper's novel The Last of the Mohicans.
What type of books do you now enjoy?
I like fiction, poetry. I like the books about the history of different civilizations, great battles, great leaders.
What was the last book you read, the movie you saw, or sporting event you attended?
The last book I read was Dan Brown's novel, The Da Vinci Code. Last movie, a relatively well-known movie that I like to watch over and over, it's The Remains of the Day, with Anthony Hopkins and Emma Thompson. I haven't been to a sporting event recently, though, except for ballroom dance competitions, because I can only see the soccer events that I'm interested in on TV, the European soccer.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
Whether I'm at home or outside, it is important for me to be with my dear ones. I enjoy the nature, I like rivers, the flowers, I like the grass, and of course playing soccer and ballroom dancing.
Tell me what activities you enjoy in your free time.
As I mentioned before, I like dancing, I like playing soccer, reading.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes. Once I remember about 10 years ago, someone told me I looked like Julius Caesar, the Roman Emperor. Interesting.
What is the most important thing to happen to you?
Most important? That I was born and I'm healthy. Life is the greatest miracle I've known.
If you could have a lunch date with any person living or dead, who would it be and what would you ask them?
I would have lunch with Dalai Lama, the leader of the Buddhists, and ask him in which cycle of reincarnation I am, and what I have to do in this life to ascend to a superior level for the next incarnation.
What is your definition of success?
My definition of success is being pleased with myself and being able to please the others at the same time. And it's not easy, I know that.
What is your biggest frustration?
My biggest frustration is not being able to save my good friend, who cannot run from a disease that science considers almost impossible to cure, leukemia.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have and why?
Character and integrity, because these are qualities a sincere relationship between people has to be based on in order to build something together.
What is your favorite technology and why?
This is a very broad question, but I think the computer itself is a great breakthrough, because it provides us with information, data through the internet, and knowledge through information in the right proper form means power.
What is your least favorite responsibility and why?
Cleaning the stove, because of the oil that I don't like to clean. But in the winter, removing the snow around the snow on the car, when it's very cold outside and I'm in a hurry, is also not my favorite thing to do either.
You were a PhD student majoring in statistics. When did you first become interested in this field?
I first became interested in statistics as an undergraduate. Although I have always been fascinated by numbers, by probability theory, by math, I only took my first classes of statistics in college. Later, I realized that as a statistician, I can use my quantitative skills and passion for numbers in the real world in making informed decisions that affect people's lives positively. I am continuing right now in my education in statistics at a graduate level.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Upon graduation, I will have two choices, be a statistician or be a professor. On long term, I would like to be able to do both, and I'm willing to try.
What is your vision of an ideal job?
For me, the ideal job is the one that you put passion in, requires you to travel throughout the world, and at the same time improve people's lives.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
Veterinary doctor, because I love animals, and I would be able to keep helping them directly.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
To wait for my wife with a dinner prepared by myself, with flowers and a bottle of red wine. And when she asks me why all of these, to tell her that I simply didn't know how else to tell her how much I love her anymore.
Tell me how you met your wife.
I met her at the ballroom dance social on a Saturday night. She was so beautiful. I tried to teach her some waltz, and since that particular day, I didn't miss any event at the studio until I met her again. Then, piece of cake. Not really, but you know the rest.
What do you love most about your wife?
She's intelligent, she's understanding, and very warm.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
The main reason I decided to be part of the program is because I know how much happiness a child can bring to a family, to a couple that goes to sleep and wakes up with the same wish in mind, to have a baby.
Is there anything you would like to add for prospective patients listening to this interview?
I would like to wish them the happiness of bringing in the world the child that they wanted to bring so much.
This concludes the audio interview with donor 2543.